I will present the results of a study that brought middle school children together with older adults from nearby senior centers. I have no relationship to schools. So as you can see on this slide, this study was designed for children and older adults in racially diverse lower socioeconomic populations. The purpose was to assess the benefits of changing the social geography in ways that better serve the community in learning about high blood pressure. So, this study was specifically designed for children and older adults in racially diverse lower socioeconomic populations to assess the benefits of an intergenerational approach among underserved groups. There have been other projects done funded by the National Science Foundation with upper and middle class, predominantly Caucasian children. But this project was aimed at underserved populations. So today we will report the findings from the study looking at intergenerational components with some comparison to the children and the older adults component. The curriculum provided responses from schools in five cities, as you can see on the slide: Erie, Pennsylvania, Cincinnati, Ohio, Los Angeles, California, Arlington, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. The intergenerational workshops were held in five urban areas. Most of the older adults were over 70 years of age and female, and the children in these groups averaged age 10 and were evenly divided between females and males. So, we examined learning outcomes that were linked to four aspects of high blood pressure education. I think as you can see here, you can't really read here from here, but you can see that one of the components was awareness of what high blood pressure is. Another area was knowledge of the circulatory and cardiac functions. Another area was basic hands-on skills, which are so important, on how to measure blood pressure and how to read nutrition labels. Self-efficacy was another component related to managing behavioral risks, such as exercising regularly, reading food labels, eating less salty foods, and having a healthy weight. Now, in terms of the results, when we look at the percent knowing what high blood pressure is, as you can see on this chart, the children and older adults on the left-hand side, you can see at baseline, they were moderate understanding in this area. However, post-test, we found significant gains in scores at post-test. In terms of percent knowing risk factors for high blood pressure, here again, as this chart shows, children and older adults had moderate understanding in this area at baseline. However, at post-test, older adults together in intergenerational groups show significant gains in scores at post-test. Now, another important outcome was, as you know, beliefs related to capability to prevent and manage high blood pressure risk factors. We measure self-efficacy with 8 items that reflected participant beliefs that the workshop gave them capabilities to make changes in lifestyle. The average score increased significantly for children and for older adults between pre-test and post-test, as you can see on that slide. Now, older adults made the greatest significant gains in their belief, obviously because about 60% of the older adults had high blood pressure. So this knowledge was more important or salient, had more salience for the older adults. Now, in summary and conclusions, our results suggest that improvement in knowledge, awareness, and self-efficacy related to prevention and management skills for both children and older adults was significant. This suggests that changing the social geography of learning, that is where we conduct this session for heart health improvement, can be beneficial in educating both children and older adults of minority, you know, older populations. The results that bringing children and older adults together for active learning is effective with this underserved population, and it deserves further experimentation. This is not to say that this is the only study. We are opening the door for some of you who want to do some of this research. Now, what are some of the success factors? Well, some of the success factors we believe that was changing the social geography of learning, that is, where learning takes place. More informal community locations should attract additional participants. Most of our participants were attending senior center or were members of the OASIS, you know, program, with whom older adults of various ages can bring patience, nurturing, and personal experience to intergenerational health learning. How? We're learning that is active and fun. As you can see, a lot of the older adults were paired with children to do fun activities as they were learning how to measure high blood pressure and some other activities related to prevention of high blood pressure. And as you know, this is a condition that is prevalent among African Americans and Hispanic older adults. So future research, we suggest that test and refine other approaches. This is not the only approach. There may be other approaches that you here in the audience can share with us. Selecting other age group and larger samples. Our sample was small, as you could see. Using other learning settings, providing more time for interventions, follow individual and group behavior change over time. This was one shot kind of study where we gathered data at that timing point in time. Study key costs and logistic issues that are perceived as potential barriers to bringing children and older adults together in community settings. I want to acknowledge my co-presenter who's on the audience, Dr. Bertera, a graduate from Johns Hopkins, any alumni from Johns Hopkins that may be here. Dr. Rosa Morgan, the Sprite Foundation, and children and older adults who participated at these 5 locations. Thank you.